From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian-backed government forces in southwest Syria have resumed a two-week offensive after negotiations with rebel defenders over a government takeover failed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported hundreds of Russian airstrikes overnight in a span of 15 hours. Meanwhile, in the recently recaptured town of eastern Gharia, Ba'ath Party official Hassan al-Rafai predicted in a matter of days the Syrian army will retake all land to the Jordanian border. Jordan, home to hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, has been trying to negotiate an end to the fighting, which has recruited even more refugees. Andrew Peterson is the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Jordan.
We have since 19 June more than 270,000 internally displaced people in this region. This is the largest displacement of people in the south since the beginning of the war. In total, we have more than 700,000 people that are in danger. So it's more than one-third of the population actually right now fleeing from hostilities.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State has acknowledged that a son of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, had been killed in Homs province while fighting Syrian and Russian forces. When he was killed was not made clear. Mali's Constitutional Court on Wednesday approved 24 candidates to run in the country's July 29th presidential election. Among them is incumbent Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Campaigning is expected to get underway on Saturday. The election had been hampered by a two-week strike by organizers over working conditions. Elections have been repeatedly delayed in Mali because of an Islamist insurgent which began in 2012. This is VOA News. Two British citizens are in critical condition after being exposed to Novichok, a Russian Maidorv agent that hospitalized a former spy and his daughter in March. Sally Davies is chief medical officer in England.
Following events in March, we have a well-established response to this type of incident and clear processes to follow. Our priorities at this time are to care for the patients and to understand the circumstances surrounding how these two individuals became unwell, thus ensuring there is no further risk to the public's health from this incident.
The couple was found unresponsive at their home in Amesbury, near Salisbury, where Sergei Skripal and daughter Yulia were sickened. Both have since recovered. Paul Mills is Deputy Chief Constable for the Wiltshire Police.
Our inquiries, supported by local partner agencies and the Counter-Terrorism Policing Network, are ongoing, and a full multi-agency response has been coordinated, which currently consists of 12 partner agencies.
It remains unclear how the couple came into contact with the nerve agent. In Poland, another dispute with the European Union, this one over a new law requiring the retirement of a third of the country's Supreme Court. The EU said the ruling Law and Justice Party is trying to exert its control over the courts. Hundreds protested outside the Supreme Court building in Warsaw, chanting Lech Wałęsa. The former Polish president, Nobel laureate, who was also opposed to the new law. Poland's prime minister defended the law, saying each country has a right to shape its own legal system. The UN rights chief, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, Wednesday told the Human Rights Council that members of the Muslim Rohingya community continue to flee Myanmar, also known as Burma, to escape violence, persecution, and killings.
Thousands of Rohingya people continue to flee Rakhine State. As of mid-June, there have been 11,432 new arrivals in Bangladesh in 2018.
More than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar since a crackdown began last August. Turkish election officials made it official Wednesday. Incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan won last month's presidential election, extending his 15-year rule with enhanced powers. He'll be sworn in Monday. Guatemala has raised the official toll of missing from last month's Fuego volcano eruption to 332. It also confirmed 113 died when superheated flows scorched nearby villages. Months after the death of the last known male northern white rhino in Sudan, European scientists Wednesday said they've grown embryos in a laboratory in a bid to save the species from extinction. There are only two known females left in Kenya, a mother and daughter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.